You worked at the Department of Homeland Security. To that end, if the Iranian regime is in its death throes, what can we expect as far as sleeper cells? What can we expect as far as attacks directly on the American homeland?
Well, I do want to reassure our viewers that the U.S. government has been working for 47 years to defend the homeland from Iranian-backed threats, so they're not starting from scratch. At the same time, the Iranian regime has effectively planted, recruited, and paid individuals here in the homeland to conduct acts of physical violence against government officials, against entities and individuals affiliated with the State of Israel, the Jewish community, Iranian dissidents, and more. An outstanding question is whether they'll turn to that, activating those proxies or surrogates, or they'll turn to another tactic which they have relied on heavily recently, which is cyber operations against networks, against individuals to embarrass them, to sway public perception.
Against our elections coming up in September?
They've meddled in our elections before. They have used influence operations before to try to shift public perceptions and to sow discord. And, of course, have been involved in election interference, as I mentioned. But we should also be aware of their capability to launch disruptive cyber attacks. And that's why the U.S. government posture has been about partnerships. Partnerships with foreign intelligence services to try to make sure we don't miss a threat. Partnerships with businesses to build resilience to cyber intrusions. And partnerships with the public. All of our viewers need to know that they need to be on the lookout right now, not just for physical threats, but for efforts by Iranian-backed proxies and individuals to try to infiltrate their cyberspace.